Coming soon from Dream Realm Enterprises, it's the return of DRE's Doctor Who.
From the mines of Mandor, where I met a new friend named Maratal, and where we met an enemy named Dr. Almani Bor.
Who is this? I don't recognize you. You're not one of the miners.
No, I'm not. I'm the Doctor. Delighted to make your acquaintance. Dr. Borsch, I presume?
I didn't expect... I mean, yes.
To the war-ravaged planet of Aniron, where we met young hero Julian Stryker.
Who are you?
It's okay. I'm not gonna hurt you.
I said, who are you?
Shh! I'm Lieutenant Julian Stryker, and I'm here to help you.
Why should I trust you?
I'm a member of a group who wants to put an end to this conflict.
We finally come to the planet Tria, where being a pure blood means everything.
Being a half-breed would have its distinct disadvantages, I suppose.
You can stop now.
You know what the goddess is.
Yes, of course. Those of impure blood are impure themselves. Demons disguised as friends. I remember the litany from when I was a little girl.
Where the stakes are high, where old friends and families reunite, where old grudges are revisited, where a final showdown between the forces of the dark and the light commences.
I don't want to do this anymore, Braxa.
Gray, what are you doing? Pick up your weapon and fight!
I don't like this feeling!
Who likes to fight, but at times it's necessary? Gray!
I can't do it. I think I'd rather die.
You don't mean that.
This is what I've been seeking all my life. And it took spending a year with you to realize this destiny. A destiny that's always been mine.
Ah, my dear Doctor, we meet again.
Yes, so it seems, Chancellor Han. Where good and evil face off.
Much is changing in the world, Doctor. It's high time we Gallifreyans caught up with the rest of the universe.
My, but these are interesting times.
What are you really doing here, Doctor? Tell me.
Sergeant, you know what she did to Jardin, don't you? Or did she even bother to tell you? I'll tell you what she did to him. She killed him in cold blood. She'd kill any of us.
Well, well. So my firstborn son has decided to grace us with his presence.
I heard of this ridiculous conference of yours, Mother, and decided my place was here at the palace, where I can hopefully return some sense and reason to the monarchy.
Watch your tongue, Dara. I can still have it cut out of your head.
You ceased to be my brother when you left our world with that Time Lord. You disgraced our family as well as your position as Captain of the Guard when you chose that path. Now you are as impure as those you have chosen to serve, and you will be treated accordingly, Junang.
You haven't changed, my brother, and I go by Julian now.
What are you doing inviting all of these off-worlders to Tria? You know our laws, and you know it is forbidden.
I am the Queen, in case you have forgotten, you young upstart.
As if I ever could forget.
The laws were set up 1,000 years ago to protect our world from the impure, from the outsiders and off-worlders. However, there are times when the ruling monarch can invoke special emergency powers to supersede the law book.
Bow to me or die, Queen of Tria.
If you kill me, there will be mass chaos across all of the Trian colonies.
As it is destined, the soil and the seas of Tria will once again run red with blood.
Doctor Who, purity from Dream Realm Enterprises.
Found exclusively at DreamRealmSite.com.